birth of Jesus, our hearts are so filled with thanksgiving.
今天是这个2014年的最后一个礼拜天，最后一个主日。
This is our last Sunday in 2014.
那么我们一起来庆祝耶稣的诞生。
And as we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
但是有人会问说，哎，圣诞节不是12月25号吗？
But someone asked, wasn't Christmas December the 25th?
其实耶稣到底哪一天降生，我们都不知道。
So we really don't know on which day Jesus was born.
所以其实哪一天都无所谓。
So it really doesn't matter on which day we celebrate his birth.
当我们来庆祝圣诞的时候，我们来思想耶稣基督在我们身上的这个恩典。
The important thing is as we gather and celebrate Christmas, we meditate upon his graciousness.
他来到这个世上其实就是为了拯救我们。
That he was born to save us.
而我们今天呢，也同样一起来，我们展望2015年。
And as we look forward to 2015,
在2015年，神耶稣基督他要无时无刻的在那边照管我们。
And as usual, he will be looking after us continually.
那今天我们要读一段圣经呢。
We want to look at one passage together.
要点一下。我们今天的读的圣经是在《生命记》的11:8-15。
And it's found in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 8 through 15.
我们先用中文我们读一遍，然后再用英文再读一遍。
We will read it together in Chinese, and then we'll read it in English.
好。所以你们要舍我今日所吩咐的一切律例，使你们壮胆，能以进去得你们所要得的那地，并使你们的日子在耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许给你们的和他的他们后裔的地上得以长久，那是牛奶与蜜之地，你们要进去得为业的那地，本不像你们出来的埃及地，你在那里撒种，又缴浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地，是耶和华你神所眷顾的。从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾他那地。你们若留意听从我今日所吩咐的诫命，爱耶和华你们的神，尽心尽细侍奉他，他必按时降秋雨春雨在你们地上，使你们可以收藏五谷新酒和油，也必使你吃得饱足，并使田野为你的牲畜长草。我们现在请用英文来读。
Let's read in English together. Observe therefore all the commands I am giving you today, so that you may have the strength to go in and take over the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, and so that you may live long in the land the Lord swore to your ancestors to give to them and your descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey.The land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt, from which you have come, where you planted your seed and irrigated it by foot as in a vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks rain from heaven. It is a land the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it.From the beginning of the year to its end. So if you faithfully obey the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine and olive oil.I will provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied.
今天我们最重要、最主要的经文就是十二节。
And the key verse for us today is verse 12.
这边说是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
It says, it is a land the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end.
这边讲说从岁首到年终，耶和华的神他的眼目看顾这个地。
And here it says that this is a land on which the eye of the Lord is looking upon continually from the beginning of the year to the end.
我们求神带领我们今天的聚会，我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray as we ask God to bless our meeting today.
主，我们在天上的父神，谢谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
真是你的恩典从岁首到年终都不离开我们。
Lord, your grace never depart from us from the beginning of the year to its end.
今天是最后一个主日，我们来到你面前，我们庆祝你为我们降生。
Lord, this is the last Sunday. We come before you and celebrate your birth that was for us.
我们也求主你用这些经文，你让我们看见你的眼目时常在照管着我们。
Lord, will you cause us to remember that your eyes are continually on us?
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
今天我要跟大家讲四个部分。
And I'd like to share four points with you today.
第一个就是神他整年从岁首到年终，他都是以爱的眼神在那边观看我们。
The first thing is that the Lord observes us with the eye of love.From the beginning of the year to its end.
他不但是用爱的眼神观看我们，他整年不断的在这边观看我们。
He does not just look on us with the eye of love, but then it's continually throughout the year.
而且他是亲自的观看我们。
And then he himself look on us.
如果我们明白神是这样的关心我们，我们就应该也是从岁首到年终。我们仰望耶稣基督。
And so, if we understand how God cares and look on us all through the year, and our hearts will respond with our eyes fixed upon Him.
在这个庆祝圣诞节就快要结束的时候。
And as we celebrate the end of a year and Christmas.
再过几天，我们可能就会把圣诞的灯拆掉，把圣诞树的这些装饰品把它收起来。
And next few days we'll take down all the Christmas lights and wrap away all the Christmas wrappings.
有个小女孩看见她母亲把这个耶稣基督的一个小的那个玩偶把它包起来放在这个盒子里头。
Once there was a little girl who saw her mother wrapping away the statue of Jesus and put it in a box.
那她就跟妈妈讲说，我们把耶稣基督包起来，我们明年才来用它。
And so she told her mother that we're just going to wrap Jesus and put him away and we'll use him next year.
我们庆祝复活感恩节圣诞的时候，我们特别感恩，特别的思想耶稣基督。
So during Christmas time and Thanksgiving, we especially meditate upon the Lord.
但是当我们过完以后，我们是不是把耶稣好像把这个玩偶就放起来，明年才见呢？
But after we celebrate all the festivals, are we just wrapping Jesus up and put him away until next time?
我们刚刚读的圣经告诉我们说，耶和华的眼目，他是从岁首到年终都在看顾我们的。
The passage that we just read tells us that the eyes of the Lord is looking upon us all through the year, from the beginning to its end.
当这个摩西在他们快要进入迦南之前呢，就教导这个以色列人。
And upon their entering into the land of Canaan, Moses taught the Israelites.
他们如果照着神的这个遵守神的这个旨意去行的话，那么神就要祝福他们。
And he warned them that if they obey the Lord's command, then the Lord would bless them.
当我们读到旧约的时候，我们是不是读一个这个以色列人的故事呢？
And when we read the Old Testament, do we just read it as the history of the Israelites?
其实这个旧约的故事其实对我们也是非常非常的有关的。
But you know, the history of the Israelites has a close relation with us.
罗马书15:4那边告诉我，从前所写的圣经都是为我们教训我们写的，叫我们因信因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
And Romans chapter 15, verse 4 tells us, For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope.
保罗在这边讲的圣经的话，其实就是旧约。
And so the scripture that Paul is talking about is actually the Old Testament.
所以旧约的好像看起来是故事，其实是对我们非常有关的。
So even though the Old Testament seems to be like a story, but it has very close relation with.
在哥林多也同样，他说他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在圣经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
And Paul also said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10:11 that these things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us on whom the culmination of the ages has come.
所以这个以色列人他们出埃及进入迦南其实就是预表我们一个基督徒的一个属灵的生命。
So the Israelites exodus and into the land of Canaan is actually our story.
那么当犹太人他们在埃及的时候，他们是做奴隶。
And when the Israelites while they were in Egypt, they were slaves.
而我们每一个人呢，我们是罪人，我们其实是罪的奴仆。
So as the sinners, we were slaves of sin.
所以神就救了犹太人，出了埃及，过了红海。
And so God saved the Israelites and caused them to cross the Red Sea.
在哥林多前书的时候那告诉我们说，他们过红海。就受洗归了摩西。
So as they passed through the Red Sea, they were baptized into Moses.
而我们信了耶稣之后，我们受洗就归入在基督里头。
And we Christians, as we baptized, were baptized into Jesus.
那么犹太人后来最后就到了迦南地。
And so the Israelites finally reached their destination, which is the land of Canaan.
所以这个迦南地是他们的终点。
And the land of Canaan was their destination.
可是在这个过程之中，有很多犹太人、以色列人，他们悖逆了。
But along the journey, many of them rebelled against the Lord.
所以第一批的这犹太人，他们没有一个人进到迦南里头。
So the first group, none of them were able to enter into the land.
那么所以希伯来书就跟我们解释了。
And the Hebrews chapter 11, 3. Explain to us.
所以这边说，我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
The author quoted the Lord saying, "So I declare on oath, in my anger, they shall never enter my rest."
这些人死在旷野的人，他们没有进到迦南。
So all these who fell in the wilderness never entered into the land.
所以他们没有进入神的这个安息。
Therefore, they never enter into the rest of God.
所以当这个犹太人这个过红海这件事情
And so passing through the Red Sea,
然后到了进入迦南的时候其实代表了三件事情
And then entering into the land of Canaan represents three things in our Christian journey.
第一个就是我们基督徒在耶稣基督里得到一个安息
And the first thing is that it tells us we receive and obtain the rest in Christ Jesus.
当我们过一个讨耶稣基督这个喜悦的这个生活的时候，我们就进入一种属灵的安息。
And as we live a life that it follows the Lord's command, we enter into a spiritual rest.
我们就不再，就是说要努力去赚得神的这个救恩。
And we no longer try to use our own effort and try to earn the salvation of the Lord.
我们凭着信心，我们就。得到他所赐给我们的这个永远的生命。
And so by faith we receive that eternal life of the Lord.
所以进入迦南对我们来说是一种属灵的安息这个意义。
So entering into Canaan, it is a spiritual rest for all of us.
第二个就是丰富。
And the second thing what it tells us is abundance.
那么当这个犹太人他们从埃及进到迦南的时候
，And when the Israelites left Egypt and entered into the land of Canaan.
以前呢，他们需要经过这个尼罗河，用尼罗的河和水来灌溉。
They need to, they used to use the water from Nile, the river Nile, to water the land.
但是到了迦南的时候，有春雨跟秋雨，就来灌溉这个地土。
But when they farm in the promised land, it is the autumn rain and the spring rain.
那么，所以圣经解释说，这是牛奶与蜜的一个地方。
So the Bible explains that this was the land that was flowing with milk and honey.
有一年我们到这个以色列去参去游玩的时候，我就问这个导游的牧师说，牛奶与蜜到底是什么意思？
And so one year when Amy and I visited the Holy Land, we asked the tour guide, what does it mean to be a land flowing with milk and honey?
这个牧师就告诉我们说，世界上啊，只有这一块淡蓝的地方，那么春夏秋冬，在任何365天，你都可以在这块小的地方找得到。就是在对。
So this is the only land in the entire world that you're able to find the four distinct seasons all through the year.
就是在整年的时候有夏有热的不得了的，也有冬冷的地方，春夏秋冬，每一天都能够在这个地方找得到。
So all through the year, 365 days, you can find location in the Holy Land that the weather climate is like spring in some other place, the climate is like summer.
所以这个地方的物产是非常就是。枣子也好，这些副产是非常非常丰富的地方。
So the produce is very abundant.
那么，所以这个迦南地就是代表一个丰富。
And therefore, the land of Canaan represents abundance.
那么，当我们把信心放在耶稣基督身上的时候
，So when you place your faith in Jesus Christ,
你就会发现我们有一个丰富的人生。
And then you realize you begin to experience such abundant life.
为什么？因为我们罪得赦免。
Why is because our sins are forgiven.
我们有也有圣灵与我们同在。
And the Holy Spirit is with us.
神就给我们一个生命的生活的力量。
And then God grant us the strength for our lives.
而且感谢主，我们有这位创造宇宙万物的神做我们的父亲。
And then we have this God of creation who became our God and Lord.
我们这一生是有意义的。
And so our life became significant.
甚至神能够给我们这个能力去爱那些不可爱的人。
Even more so, God grant us the strength to love those who cannot love.
所以迦南是代表安息，也代表丰富。
So land of Canaan represents rest and it represents abundance.
也代表征战。
And also warfare.
当他们进入去的时候，他们必须要把这些迦南人要把他打败，要把他们赶散。
And as the Israelites trying to go in and possess the land, they must fight with those Canaanites.
同样的，当我们信了耶稣之后，我们还是一个罪人。
And so, just like us, after we receive the Lord, we're still sinner.
所以我们必须，我们在我们的人生中，我们有许多的属灵的征战。
And so, through our lives, we have so many spiritual battles.
我们要把那些不合神心意的、不讨神喜悦那些性格。把它赶散。
Warring against those nature within us that is not godly.
比如说，我们喜欢嫉妒，我们喜欢贪心，我们不能够原谅别人，这些神要我们把它打败。
Sometimes we covet, and sometimes we are jealous, and sometimes we just have pride, and all these are warring against.
所以这个迦南地是代表神在我们这个人生之中的安息。给我们的丰富的生命，然后让我们在这个属灵的征战中能够得胜。
And so the land of Canaan represents rest, abundance, and victory and warfare.
所以当这个圣经讲说耶和华的眼目看顾这地的时候，其实就是在讲耶和华的眼目是看顾在我们每一个人的身上。
And so when the scripture says that the eyes of the Lord are looking onto this land, it actually says that the eyes of the Lord are looking on us.
不但是看顾，而是从岁首到年终都看顾。
Not just to observe, to look on us, but just all through the year, from beginning to the end.
所以我们在迎接2015年的时候，我们有这必须要有这样的理解，说耶和华的眼目从岁首到年终都在看顾。
So as we welcome 2015, we must realize that the eye of the Lord are looking upon us and observing us.All through the year.
首先，神的眼目，他是用一个爱的眼目来观看。
And he look upon us, he observe us with the eye of love.
那么讲到神的眼目，是不是说神跟我们一样有眼睛呢？
So when you talk about the eyes of the Lord, are you talking about physical eyes?
不是， 是讲到神有一个特别的属性，就是他是无所不知的。
Not so, but in we are talking about the omniscience of the Lord.
不像我们，我们需要去学习，但是神他是无所不知的。
It is not like us, our knowledge is learned, but for God, He is omniscient.
所以在箴言这边就讲说，耶和华的眼目无处不在，恶人善人他都鉴察。
So Proverbs 15 verse 3 tells us the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good.
所以你的所有的事情神都清楚。
So everything about you he knows very well.
那不但是讲这个神他知道我们的一切。
And the scripture not just tells us that he knows everything about us.
而且他是用一种那种喜悦、爱和关注的这个方法来看我们。
But he look on you and observe you with the gaze of love and caring.
有一次我们有一个聚餐，这个郑弟兄 Esther 他们也在那边，他的儿子女儿跟他的孙子也在。
And so once we had a gathering and Brother Wei Di and his wife Esther as well as their children and grandchildren were also there.
我就看到一件很有趣的一件事情。
And so I observed something very interesting.
当他那个孙子一讲话，
And when the grandson began to talk,
这郑弟兄一笑起来，那眼睛就不见了。
And then when Brother Wei Di smiles, his eyes just disappeared.
我想当我看到我的孙子孙女的时候，其实也是一样的。
And so I think that's the same way when I look at my grandchildren.
所以当我们做父母的，我们做祖父母的，当我们看见我们的孙子是儿女的时候，就是那种很有一种关怀亲切，对他有兴趣的这种。
And so as grandparents, and when we look upon our grandchildren, we look upon them with such love and caring and interest.
当你看你的孩子或你的孙子的时候，你不是看他穿的这个。干不干净？
When you look at them, you don't see if they're well groomed.
你就喜欢看他们。
You just love to gaze upon them.
那有一次呢，我们小女儿还小的时候，我们到了下图参加一个教会。
And so when my youngest daughter was still young, we went to a church gathering.
那么团契里头这个大概都是同样年纪的孩子，我们就去这个给他学游泳。
And so within a fellowship, a lot of us have children, and so we took them to the pool and teach them how to swim.
所以他们在练习的时候，我们弟兄姐妹就在那边聊天了。
So as they were having their swimming lesson, our as friends and sisters would be fellowshipping with
them. 虽然是在聊天，但是眼睛是看着自己的孩子。
But even though we're fellowshipping with one another, our eyes are on them continually.
所以有一天是在学这个踢水。
And so one day, my daughter was learning how to kick.
那么他们用一个浮板。
And they have a floating device.
突然之间，这个浮板就飞掉了。
But all of a sudden, she lost that floating device.
那我跟小飞马上就惊叫啊，这不得了，这样子。
And so Amy and I just all of a sudden immediately screamed.
所以我们对我们爱的孩子的时候，我们有一个心情，就希望他能安全，他不遭受这个痛苦。
You know, as a parent, you have this intense desire for the safety of your children.
所以神不但是看我们，他不但是喜欢我们。他不但有一个亲情看我们，而且他在那边注意，不让我们受到危险伤害。
And so not only God loves us, care for us, His eyes are on us, so that we would be protected and no harm would come to us.
你想看我们看我们的孩子都是这样注意。
And if you think about that, that's how you look upon your children.
神看我们的时候，是根本我们没有办法想象比这个更好。
And we can't even begin to fathom.How God looked upon us.
神为什么这个眼目看着我们呢？
And why is God's eyes continuing on us?
因为他爱我们每一个人。
Because He loves us so dearly, each one of us.
他所做的一切事都是为你的好处，为我的好处。
That everything He does is for yours and my good.
他任何的作为，其实要建造你的生命。
That everything He does, He's trying to establish your life and my life.
因为他爱你。
Because He loves you and me.
那么圣经不是讲说神爱世人吗？
And didn't the Bible tells us that God loves the world?
不错，神是爱所有的人。
Yes, indeed, He loves the entire world.
那么比方说有一个人，他的孙子跟我的孙子都在一起。
And for example, if my grandchildren are with someone else's grandchildren,
他们都很可爱。
And they all look very adorable.
但是我爱我的孙子，我的孙女就更多了，对不对？
But naturally, I would love my grandchildren even more.
为什么？因为我他是我家里的人。
Why? Because they belong to us. It's of the same family.
那我们每一个人都是神的宝血所买赎来的。
And then every one of us are bought by the precious blood of Jesus.
我们是神的儿女。
And every one of us are a child of God.
所以神是用这样的态度来看的。
So that is with that attitude, God loves us.
所以在2015年，你不论你是顺境也好，是在逆境也好。
So in coming year 2015, whether you're in a good circumstances or bad,
神都用这样爱的眼目来观看你。
And God look at you with the same eye of love and care.
如果你遵循神的旨意，你做得好，神还是看你看得很清楚。
So if you do well, the Lord look after you.
如果你犯罪，你使他伤心，他还是看过你。
If you sin and you grieve His heart.He would still look upon you.
所以圣经讲说，从岁首到年终，神是用那个爱的眼神在那边观看你。
So it is continually throughout the year, from the beginning to its end, the eyes of the Lord are on us.
他不但是这个用爱的眼神来观看你，他是用不断的 advance 一下。而且他是不断的在那边观看的。
Not only he look on us and observe us, it is continual observing, continually look on.
不能 advance。圣经讲说，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
The scripture says the eyes of the Lord are on the land continually.
他说时常，他就是继续不断。
It means continually, none without ceasing.
那我们这个注意力啊是很短。
But our attention, our focus are very short.
所以讲道不能讲得太长，否则的话大家都听不下去了。
The sermon cannot be too long because I will lose you.
那么我们有一个朋友，他这个到印尼去玩了之后，他就这个腿就摔断了。
And a friend of us who went to a vacation in Indonesia and broke his leg.
那么手术之后他不能动。
And so he couldn't move after his surgery.
所以每天呢，她的丈夫就跟她一起就看这个连续剧。
And so it was a she, and so because she has to rest, and every day, her husband and her would watch soap opera.
那每一天都看着十几个小时，看一阵之后，都眼睛都受不了了。
They would watch soap opera for more than 10 hours a day.
我们就算有一个东西很有兴趣的，我们也是不能看得太久。
You know, even though you may be very interested, intensely interested in something, you'll work on it for a long time, but then there's always a time that you can't take it anymore.
但是神却不是这样，他的眼睛绝对不会红，他的注意力是不断的。
But God is not like that. He will not have red eye. He does not slumber. His focus, his eyes are continually on you.
你可能想啊，神的眼目一定是专注在这些比较灵命比较深的这些人。
You probably think the eyes of the Lord probably just on those who are more spiritual.
不然就是那些大传道人。
Or those great preachers.
但圣经告诉我们说，从岁首到年终，神是不断的在看着你。
But scripture tells us that God's eyes are on us, on every one of us, continually.
其实啊，他的眼睛没办法离开你。
And the fact is, he cannot take his eyes off you.
所以在2015年。你如果一切都好的时候，他在看你。
And so 2015, when everything is well, remember he's looking upon you, he's observing you.
在2015年，如果遭遇困难的时候，他还在看你。
But when you encounter difficulty, remember too that his eyes are continually on you.
他的眼目一刻也不离开你。
That he will not take his eyes off you for not even for a moment.
他不但是用爱的眼神看你，他不但是不断的在看你。而且他是亲自的 在看你。
Not only he look upon you with love, he continued to look upon you, but then he himself look upon you.
这边讲得很清楚的，是神的眼目。
It is his eyes that's looking upon you.
那么有很多人认为啊，我们每个基督徒啊都有一个有一些天使在照顾。
Some people think that each Christian have a guardian angel.
那么这个可能是，但是这边告诉我们说，神亲自来看顾你。
And it may be true, but what's more so is that the eyes of the Lord Himself are looking after us.
所以他是亲自在保护你、引领你、帮助你、照顾你，而且他在那边管教你。
That He is protecting you, providing for you, caring for you, and disciplining you.
神他绝对不保留一些东西不给我们。
And there's nothing that He will withhold from us.
他把他的智慧、他的平安、喜乐跟的能力。都要加给我们。
That he will give grant us his wisdom, his peace and joy, and his power and strength.
有一个生意人很有钱。
And there's a businessman who was very rich.
所以他每次去跑生意的时候，他喜欢自己开这个他的飞机，私人飞机，去跑生意。
And so when he had goes on a business trip, he drives his fly his own plane.
那么有一次他就飞到一个山区，就看到一个现象。
And so once he flew over a valley or a mountain range and saw something.
他发现在这个弯曲的道路上有一个小轿车啊，在跟着一个大的一个卡车。
And he saw that on the winding path in a mountain range, there is a little tiny car following a big truck.
那么他很不耐心，他希望说能够超过他，因为这个卡车开得很慢。
So in his mind, he wished that this little car would bypass the big truck.
那么但是因为山路很这个唯有很多弯曲的地方，那么时时也有对方的车过来，所以他不敢。
And because the mountain paths are very narrow and it's very winding, and then there's oftentimes oncoming traffic.
所以他就在非常不耐心的想要超，但是又超不过去。
So he saw that this little car wanted to pass but cannot.
可是他在上面飞的时候，他看见在几米以外其实没有车子。
And so as he was flying over, he can see with a bird's eye view that there's miles and miles ahead, there's no oncoming traffic.
他就想说，如果我能够跟他讲多好啊，他就能很安全的就超过去了。
So the pilot thought, only if I can tell this driver, then he can just pass the truck safely.
可惜这个司机他看不见，他没办法。
But unfortunately, the driver of the small car could not see that far.
弟兄姐妹，在我们的人生这个蜿蜒的这个道路上，我们也是这个样子。
Brothers and sisters, in our winding path, in our life journey, it's just like that.
明天会发生什么事情，我们不知道。
You don't know what will happen tomorrow.
但是神却不一样。
But God is different.
他从头到尾全部看得清清楚楚。
He knows everything. He sees everything.
而且他知道一件事的结局是怎么样。
And he knows the end of everything.
所以他有时候告诉我们说，你可以行动。
And so sometimes he will tell you, go ahead.
有时候他告诉你不能动。
And sometimes he will tell you stop.
所以神从岁首到年终，他亲自的来看顾。
So throughout the year, from the beginning to its end, the eyes of the Lord are leading and guiding us.
所以这段圣经告诉我们说，神的眼目他是用那个爱的眼神来观看。
That he look upon us with this such intense love.
他也不断的一直在看顾我们。
And he look after us.
而且他是亲自的在那边看过我们。
And he himself look after us.
那么我们应该怎么办呢？
And so how should we respond?
我们就应该相同的，从岁首到年终，我们仰望耶稣基督。
So we ought to respond in the same way that we need to fix our eyes on Jesus from the beginning to the beginning.
眼睛常常仰望耶稣基督的时候。
And as your eyes are fixed upon Jesus,
那么我们跟耶稣基督的这个关系就亲密了。
And then your relationship with the Lord will be so close.
如果我们跟耶稣基督这个关系亲密的时候，我们就时时会仰望耶稣。
And as you're drawing closer to Him and ever more intimate, your eyes will naturally fix upon Him.
可是问题是我们常常 眼目不在耶稣基督的身上。
But oftentimes our problem is that our eyes are not on Jesus.
我们眼目是看到这个世界，这个世界里头的花花这些东西吸引我们的东西。
And our eyes are on everything else that's in the world.
我们人其实很软弱。
You know, often, actually, we as human beings are very weak.
当我们成功的时候
，When we succeed.
常常我们不知不觉我们就骄傲起来。
Naturally, we became prideful.
我们就自满了，我们就觉得我们不需要神。
And we became content, and we feel like we don't need God.
但另外一方面，常常我们如果遭遇困难的时候，我们就叫神，你在哪里
？And oftentimes, when we encounter difficulty, we will ask God, "Where are you?"
当我们伤心的时候，当我们被人离弃的时候，当我们生病的时候，我们的眼目有时候也会离开耶稣基督。
Or when we're sad, we're sick, we're forsaken, we take our eyes away from the Lord.
但是记得这个故事吗
？But do you remember this story?
当这个耶稣从水面走到这个门徒面前的时候，彼得说：“你如果是是耶稣的话，让我也走到你的面前。”
When Jesus walked on the water towards the disciples' boat, and Peter said, "The Lord, if it's indeed you, cause me to walk on this water."
可是彼得他开始的时候很有信心，但是后来看见那个风浪，他就眼目离开耶稣，他就沉下去。
So in the beginning, he did have the faith, and he walked on water briefly. But as his eyes took away from Jesus, looking at the waves,
所以当我们如果眼目定睛在耶稣基督身上的话
，So when our eyes are fixed upon Jesus,
当我们遇见困难的时候，我们能够从容的面对。
When you encounter difficulties, you can face it.
当我们平顺的时候，我们还是看眼目看着耶稣基督的时候，我们就能跟耶稣基督同时享受他赐给我们一切。
And you can enjoy all that the Lord has in store for you as you gaze upon Jesus.
所以当我们仰望2015年的时候，当我们从岁首到年终，我们仰望在耶稣基督的身上。
As we welcome 2015, may our eyes be gaze upon Jesus from the beginning of the year to its end.
在美国印第安人这个有一个族啊，他们有这样一个习俗。
And there's an Indian tribe that has this particular tradition.
当这个男孩长到13岁的时候，他们就会有一个成年的礼。
So when the boy reaches 13 years of age, there is a rite of passage.
那么当他们这个孩子到13岁的时候，就要有一个晚上，要他一个人独自在森林头来过。
And then they would take him out in the darkness of the night into the woods and bind his eyes.
所以当那天的时候，就把他眼睛蒙起来，然后就带他到森林头，就放他在那里。
So when the night comes, his eyes would be blindfolded, and they would take him to the forest.
你想看一个13岁的小孩啊，他一定是不知所措，是不是？
And if you think, just imagine 13-year-old, what would he do?
当风吹的时候，他就会想。也许野兽来了。
When he hear the wind blow, he might think it's probably a beast.
当树枝折断的时候，他也许说就想象到什么恐怖的事情了。
Maybe when a branch broke, his imagination would go wild, thinking some horrible.
所以很多孩子啊，对这些都是非常很难受的时间。
So everybody looking forward to that period of time with fear.
每一分每一秒都好像很长。
And when they're in it, every minute, every second seems long.
可是等到天亮，晨曦破晓的时候
，But when daybreak，
一束光进来照的时候，他就会看见有花有草这些树木。
And then when the light shines in, and he will begin to see an image of those flowers and stuff。
而且再看那，哎，就看到远方的地方。
And then he will begin to see from afar。
原来他的爸爸。这一夜就没有睡觉。
And then so he would see all the whole night his dad did not sleep.
拿着的弓箭在这边保护他的儿子。
And his dad was guarding the son with the arrow.
我们就是这样子。
And that's us.
我们看不见神，但是神他的眼目。
You cannot see God, but the eyes of the Lord are on you.
所以神的眼目从岁首到年终，他才看过。
And so the eyes of the Lord on us continually from the beginning of the year
to its end.
That is with surety because the scripture tells us.
问题是我们的眼目有没有定睛在耶稣基督的身上
Now the issue is if your eye and my eyes are on him.
那在这个礼拜五我们听到有人有弟兄姐妹查经的时候问一个问题
And one of the Friday nights, one of the brother or sister asked this question.
就是我们一个基督徒我们怎么知道一些事情是神的旨意是神的安排呢
So as a child of God, how do we know this is of the will of the Lord and that it's not?
这个问题我们以后这个郭长老跟我都会讲这方面的事情。
And I believe that Elder Guo and me will share with you in the time to come.
但今天你如果这一生啊，你的眼睛时时都定睛在耶稣基督的身上的话。
But if throughout your lifetime your eyes are continually on the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说。人心筹算自己的道路，为耶和华指引他的脚步。
And Proverbs 16:9 tells us, in their hearts humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps.
我们每天都在讲，我到底应该走左边还是走右边，要做这个事还是做那个事。
Every day we might making decisions whether turning to the right or left, do this or that.
你在那边打算。神说都在他的旨意里头。
And as you and I are planning, but the scripture tells us it is the Lord who establishes their steps.
所以如果我们有这个常常定睛在耶稣基督的身上的话
So if your eye and my eyes are fixed on Jesus,
神给我们智慧聪明我们所做的决定就是神的安排。
Then as he grants us wisdom, the decision that we make will be according to the will of God.
那我们怎么样定睛在神的这个身上呢
？So how do we really gaze upon Jesus？
我们现在真的看不见耶稣了。
And right now we can't physically see Jesus。
但是如果我们礼拜天到教会来，我们一起敬拜，一起来听神的话。
But as we gather together as a congregation and we worship and listen to the Word of God，
我们礼拜五来查经，来认识神。
We do so on Sunday, and we also do so on Friday, and to look into and study His Word.
这些就是你定睛的一个方法。
And that's one of the ways that you gaze upon and fix your eyes on Jesus.
我们礼拜三一起来祷告。
Or we pray together on Wednesday night.
神他就要指引你的道路。
And God will then direct our path.
弟兄姐妹。
Friends, sisters.
神从岁首到年终。
From the beginning of the year.To its end,
他用一个爱的眼神来观看你。
That God look upon you and me with the eye of love.
他用那个不断的眼神在观察你，保护你。
And He look after you, protect you continually.
而且他亲自的，他要指引你，要走一个正当的道路。
And He Himself will direct us on the way that we should go.
我们是不是在2015年，我们大家一同来？定睛仰望在神的身上。
Shall we fix our eyes on Jesus together in the year that is to come?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在天上的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐你的儿子到我们当中。
Thank you for giving us your Son.
当我们庆祝你的生日的时候，我们思想你在我们身上的救恩。
Lord, we, as we celebrate your birth, we think about, we meditate your salvation for us.
我们也知道你从岁首到年终，你的眼目总是不离开我们。
And we've learned and we know that your eyes are on us continually throughout the year from the beginning to its end.
主啊，求主你帮助我们，让我们也从岁首到年终，把我们的眼目定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
Lord, help us.Help us so that our eyes can be fixed upon you all through the year.
我们把2015年交托在你的手中。
Lord, we commit 2015 unto your hand.
主与我们同在，带领我们的道路。
Lord, be with us and guide us on your path.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.